are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
The Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, some good news to start things off. The pool is going to open.
Yes, the pool is opening on the 15th. I think that's Monday. Is it Tuesday? Oh, thanks, Jody.
Yes.
So, wonderful news. Yeah, and I think we have enough lifeguards now so that we can have the pool open regular hours, offer swimming lessons. And so we just had to take a little time once we got everybody hired, had to make sure that they were trained and certified. So
right.
So that's why it is taking just a little bit longer. But the plan is to open it on the 15th.
That is wonderful.
It is.
Everybody who's been waiting, there you go. That is the date.
Yeah, the lifeguards we had hired, we just kind of challenged them and said, go talk to your friends, get them to apply.
Just need a few more people.
We need a few more, yeah. And so, and it worked. So
that is great. So thank you to them who talked to their friends and drugged them into it.
Exactly. Yeah, they're a good group.
And of course, this time of year, there's just so much going on at Fort Pierre. There's a lot of great events happening.
There certainly are. This weekend, the State Fire School is happening in Fort Pierre, and we haven't hosted that for, 12 or 15 years, I think. They traditionally hold it at Mitchell Tech. And so we're very happy to have 400 or 500 firefighters, dedicated people and their families in town. We hope to give them a good time and hope they'll come back.
Yeah, absolutely. So welcome to them. It's going to be a warm weekend.
It is. I think water fights are in order. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. Absolutely.
The other thing that's happening this weekend is RASDAQ, right across South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And so when you see those hot and sweaty bicyclists in town, first of all, be very careful and be a good, careful driver.
Yes.
But the other thing, be friendly, welcome them to the area. And it's going to be a hot weekend for bicycle riding. There's no doubt about it. So
yeah, that is for sure. So keep an eye open for them and be mindful of them being out there.
Exactly. Then, of course, we have Fort Pierre chip sealing. We have been chip sealing for most of the week, and the streets are looking wonderful. There have been a couple of changes, and Jameson and Port Wimes have been removed because they really are in pretty good condition anyway. And the ones that have been added is the entrance from 1806 to Black and Yellow Trail out there in River Bluffs Estate, the 300 block of LaFromboy Drive to the cul-de-sac, and Missouri from 7th to 9th. And so we just ask residents not to park on those streets until the project is complete.
Right. That way it's clear. You can do what you need to do and
right.
not have to try and figure out who belongs to what.
Yeah, that's right. We have had incredible good fortune with our chip sealing. You can just make a street last for so much longer if you provide good maintenance.
Right.
And we have been able to utilize that tool, and it has really improved our streets. So we're going to continue to do that. It's a great practice.
Yeah, definitely. And be cooperative, especially those new ones that were added to the list.
Right.
That way you can just get in and get out and get it all done quick.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We don't want to hold up progress with a car parked on there.
No, so. Not at all. So anything else that you wanted to mention?
The only other thing I wanted to mention was to congratulate the people who in Pierre and Fort Pierre who won their elections, and to also thank the people who run and aren't successful. Mm-hmm. And so my comment would be... I understand how it takes a little courage to put yourself out there, to be inspected, to be questioned, to be investigated, and then not to win after you put forth time and effort, it, you know, kind of hurts. Mm-hmm. And so, and my advice would be find another way to get involved in your community. Most of these people just admire them so much. They have families, they have jobs, and yet they have this commitment to be involved in the community. So right. Just keep doing that and don't give up. Run again.
Yeah.
It will happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, don't give up. You know, this time it didn't, may not have worked out, but
right.
The next time.
It could another time.
It could.
Yeah, exactly. So don't be discouraged. And again, thank you so much for your commitment to the community.
Definitely. Well said. Well, thank you for joining us this
You're
morning.
You're so welcome.
Stay
so
cool
welcome.
Over the next few days.
I'll do my best.
Going to be kind of toasty, and we'll check in with you next week.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood, the Thursday edition brought to you by our friends at VistaCare and Lee Real Estate.